זה אימא מה וזה המי. We come to Hava Mino, which is not only the Skana, but maybe Mava is Mayim Kibitziv, Kikidayach Eish, Himsim Mayim Tiva Eish. The Gemara says, Miksiv Nivu Tivek Eish Ksiv. It doesn't fit well with the Lashon HaMishnah. Lashon HaMishnah is Mava, and here it doesn't say such a Lashon. So, Maska for Zavid, Bema Mavizah Aish, the Chiksiv Tiva Be'eshu Dixiv. Yehachi Mai Hamava Vahever. Since Hever is Aish, Mava can be Aish. She said, Pusha Kamafarish, Yehachi Abosh, Loisha Haver. She tame a ton of shard, this Beitarti, so it's all together four. Yehachi Loisha Vizesh Rechaim, Aish my Rechaim Mispu, Besu, my Kari Aish. So can mean Aish, and since it doesn't mean Mayim, so therefore Rabbi Shmuel argue what Mava is. What is the mazik of mayim? We have to have a case which in the havamina is a mazik and chayiv, and the maskana is not a mazik of mayim and it's potter. And that's the question for today. What is this mava? What is this mazik called mayim? Rashi and Tosfos argue on pshat in the Gemara. Rashi has a short, easy way out. And our Ikka discussion will be about Tosfos. Let's learn Rashi first. What's the mazik of Mayim according to Rashi? So the second Rashi on the page, Rashi says, Eima ma v'zeh ha-mayim. What's the mazik of Mayim? Sheikh v'ech oda meima b'shusarabim. A person poured out his water into the street. V'nitnafu kelov. And somebody else had kelim, let's say clothing, that were ruined by it. Chayiv ha-shoifchon. The person who put it there is chayiv because mava zeh hamayim. Now, what comes to mind when you learn this case? A person puts water out in shesaravim, and someone comes by and it nifu kelov. So pasha comes to mind. And it's bar. That's a case of bar. What's veim or mava zeh hamayim? That's a case of bar. So what's the Gemara saying? You can't take a mazik that exists and say eima mava, give it a new name mayim. Bar includes any bar, whether it's water or stones or anything. But Rashi says that's not the case. The case is that a person put the water in his around and it finished moving, and then someone came and it's full kelov and he got his clothing dirty on it. So in Rashi, there's really only one way to learn. And that is that Rashi's saying that in Achinami, there's a case of bar, which is a typical bar. Bar is usually potter on kelim. Maybe there's a new mazik called mayim. And this new mazik called mayim, it's a case of bar with mayim. And it's chayiv on kelim. It really would be bar anyway. Gemara later says that the reason we have separate mazikim is lehu chaseyim. It's not different halachas. So when the Gemara, according to Rashi, when the Gemara said, Eima mava zeh hamayim, it's a second type of bar. There's a bar that's Potter on Kelim, that's a normal bar. Maybe there's another mazik called Mayim, which is a bar of Mayim. And that is Chayiv on Kelim. That's the Gemara's question. Either way, Kelim, there's no difference. Shvirasim Zuhim Yisosim. Shvirasim Zuhim Yisosim. It's always Potter by bar. Yeah. The bar is totally part on Kelim. That's the idea of Shiras and Zuhim. The question is, why isn't it that way? But it's not that way. We say any Shiras and Zuhim, it's a different Kelim.
But this, having all the bars
to
be Chayiv on Kelim, or just
no, just the bar of Mayim. It's new Mazik of Mayim. Because there's a cost of the same reason. Why don't we learn bar out of mamatzino of everything else and be mechayiv on kelim? So the Gemara says, "Lehul chaseim." That's why it's there's a cost. If you're right, normally you could learn it out. There's a cost.
There's a difference between the bar and ace. There's a difference in the physical aspect of bar of mind, bar of evidence. no different.
My understanding is that it's just a happening of Xeris HaKosis. Xeris HaKosis of Mayim. New Mazik of Mayim. I'm not happy with it because the same reason twice I'm not happy with such a pshat. It's just not posh pshat. Mayim, to say it's a bar shel Mayim, it's not the posh pshat Megamara. Yep. Well, to the degree that the depth is mazik, it will be bar. To the degree that the mayim is mazik, it's mayim. We have the same shadow. You have an ish and a bar. So mayim is a separate mazik. You have mayim and a bar. We can call it the same shadow. But it will be a new mazik of mayim, which is I'm asking. This seems to be the way Rashi learned, and certainly it doesn't sound like this whole new mazik of mayim is just a bar of mayim. Yep. So Tosfos says the Yeshlaima de Mayri Bekayach Sheni. Tosfos has a pshat Kamash Malan de Kayach Sheni Nami Chayes. Now we're talking here about water which is mazik by running water. It runs onto something and it's mazik. And the case is, what's the case that I would think Yechayes? Kayach Sheni dik a case. I have to explain what Kayach Sheni means. So Tosfos says, Tach Rishin is Chayev even with the Yamas. Pecheni of Mayim is Potter. Ve'ema mavezeh ha-Mayim. And it's Chayiv on Chayach Sheni. Kamash Bolon, you're Potter on Chayach Sheni. I didn't explain anything yet. I'm just saying the two words, Chayach Sheni. That's the case. There's a case called Chayach Sheni. Mavezeh ha-Mayim is a case where it flows and it's mazik through a Chayach Sheni. We have to figure out what that case is in Tosfos and what's special about Mayim. That's our Isaac. There are two mahalchim in Tosfos Shita that I'm aware of, Rav Moshe and the Chazon Ish. I'd like to start with Rav Moshe's mahalach, and I don't think we'll get to the Chazon Ish's mahalach today, but at least let's learn it like Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a long piece in the Zibris Moshe. The main part that we need are the first six lines. Because Rav Moshe, the first six lines, says Pshat in the Gemara. And then Kedaka Bakaidish, he has this long Avichas Shtikal Torah. But from his first six lines, we see how he learned Pshat of the Gemara. And listen carefully, and we'll talk about how this plays itself out in the Mazik of Mayim. Hanacha number one, Zakhar Mash. If a human being does something, he's Chayiv, Kayach Rishin, Kayach Sheni, Kayach Shlishi, Kayach Revi. Doesn't matter how many kaifas. Let's say I set up a row of dominoes. And I push the first domino, and that's the second one, and that's the third one, and that's the fourth one, and that's the tenth. Finally, that's the last one, and it breaks something. So, Kermashi, that's all Adam HaMazik. If you do something, that's Adam HaMazik. It does not matter how many, if you throw a rock, and you're mazik, and you throw it down a flight of stairs, and it bounces 10 times until it comes to the bottom and breaks the glass, you're still chayiv. Adam mazik, if a person does something, it doesn't matter how many kleiches it is, kleich rishon, sheni, shlishi, revi, etc. If a human being does it, that's adam mazik. Memela Ramesha holds. If a human being takes a pot of water, or a pail of water, and he pours it, it doesn't matter if you throw it out the window, pour it on someone, and you mazik him. Or if you pour it onto a board, it runs down the board, and it's mazik him. Or if it goes from one stage to the next stage, and it's mazik him. Kayach Rishon, Kayach Sheni, Kayach Shlishi, Kayach Revi. It doesn't matter. That's not this Gemara. Because that's Adam HaMazik. If a person takes a rock, and he throws it through a window, what's the mazik? It's not rock. It's not Evan HaMazik. Adam HaMazik. If a person throws a rock, it's Adam HaMazik. If a person takes a hammer and breaks with it, it's Adam HaMazik. If a person takes water and damages with it, that's Adam HaMazik. If someone's walking down the street and someone pours water on him and ruins his clothing, so that's Adam HaMazik. That's not, the Ramesh starts that that's not even up for discussion. A Shaitech Mayim, that's Adam HaMazik. So what's our Gemara? What's our case of Mayim? So Rav Moshe By Mayim, there's a case in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Zayin, I think, of Shokal Olei Bitka de Mayim. It's a famous case because it has shaykhs to other sugyas. The Gemara there is talking about someone, it's not talking about mazik, it's talking about killing there. Someone, Reuven ties up Shimon, puts him down, and then there's a dam holding back water. Shokal Olei Bitka de Mayim, he pulls away the dam, the water comes gushing out, and it kills the person. That's the Gemara's case. Shokal Olei Bitka de Mayim. If you remove a dam of water and it causes water to flow, is that Adam HaMazik? So the Gemara says, listen carefully, Kayach Rishayin, the first water. Now people are going to ask me, what's the first water, what's the second water? That's the Rishayin, they argue, how do you define first water, second water? Some Rishayin have a lashon, the water leaning against the dam. How many inches of water? It's a question. But the first water that flows when you pull away the dam, that's your maisa. That's kayach rishon. You pulled away the dam and made it fall. The second water, the water that's downstream, and now because you pulled away this dam, the water is going to flow. That's kayach sheni. That's not your maisa. That's called kayach sheni. And Light Rav Papa, we passed in like, Kayach Rishon is your Maisa, Kayach Sheni is not your Maisa. Now, lest you think that it never happens that people open a dam and let water out, you have to realize that every time you turn on a faucet, you're doing exactly the same thing. When you turn the handle of a faucet, what are you doing? You're not pouring water. You're removing a dam that's blocking the water. The first water that comes out has a din of kayach rishon, has a din of your maisa. The second water that comes out has a din of kayach sheni. Again, the question is, how much water is the first water? How much water is the second water? That's not our sugya. But the first water is your maisa, it's kayach rishon. The second water is not your maisa, you caused it, it's kayach sheni. And it's not considered... the Gemara says you're not a Ritzayach. If a person kills with the second water, he's not a Ritzayach. It's more than Grama in a way. But, now, that's, like I said, this is all the Hagdama. This is all the Hanacha. Again, what a person does is Adam HaMazik. Kayach Rishon is Adam. Kayach Sheni, that's what we're talking about. Right, same thing by Netilas Yadayim. You want to wash your hands, you need Kayach Gavra. You have to pour the water. If you have a faucet, our faucets you can't wash from anyway, because they have spouts. Anything with a spout has a psul, has a zaitik psul, I'm not going to get into. But let's say you would have one of these beer kegs with just an opening that you just opened, there's no spout. So the place can bring that Pasach Barza, you have to wash how? You open it, the water falls on the hand, you close it. Then you open it again. Each time, the first water would have to fall on each hand. You can't just open it and put your hands under. But then the second water is kasheni, it's not kayach gavra. You would have to open it on the hand, close it. Open it on the hand, close it. Because the first water that comes when you open a dam, that's kayach gavra. That's the first. The second water, that's kayach sheni. That moves because there's a certain mitzias, a kayach ahalicha of mayim. Mayim has a certain ability to flow, a certain kayachis in nature that cause water to flow a certain way, and that is kayach shei. Zakr of Maisha, that's what Tosis is saying, mayri b'kayach sheini, b'kamash molan b'kayach sheini nani chayiv, what's pshat in Tosis? The Havamina Mavazeh HaMayim is what? That this Kayach Sheni of Mayim, Yochayef for Alt Mazik. Alt Odav HaMazik, you'd be Potter, because it's Kayach Sheni. It's not your Maisa. The Eimah Mavazeh HaMayim, what's the Gemara saying? Maybe there should be a new mazik called Mayim. What's this new mazik called Mayim? It's when a human being gives water. A kayacha halicha, he gives the ability to flow. That second flow, or third flow, the rest of the flowing of the water, that should be the mazik of Mayim. That's the Gemara's Havamina here. Mavel Zahamayim is the Kasheni of Mayim should be Chayiv. Askana is no, and Kasheni of Mayim is Potter. That's the way Rav Moshe teaches this Gemara, which in the Etzem Taicha of the Gemara, like I said, it's Rav Moshe's first 3-4 lines. He writes it very bekitzer. But this is the way Rav Moshe teaches Tosfos. He wouldn't have written a shtickle on it except that he has a Kash and a Teretz. This is the way he learned Pashut Pshat in the Gemara. Now, we're not finished yet. According to what we just said, what should be the din? Let's say someone turns on water in a way that causes damage. Someone turns on a hose. And he takes the hose and the hose is pointed to someone's carpeting and he turns on the water, he turns on the faucet. So assuming that the Mayim Rishon is not enough to do the damage, it's only the fact that it was a lot of water, Chayra, what we're saying now, he's Potter. He's Chayv B'din HaShemayim, that's Grama, so we could talk about. But as far as the Mazik, Chayra is Potter. That's what should come out from what we're saying now. Now, there are two conditions that Rav Moshe mentions, which have a tremendous shaychus to this. It's going to get a little complicated. I hope till here you're with me. There's basically Eima Mavezu Amayim, the Kayasheli of Mayim. Havamin is a Sayyid, Maskon is a Spatr. If the water is your water, you own the water. So Rav Moshe writes that then you're zechachayev if it's your water. And the post can write the same thing. If the water belongs to you, you're chayev. Why? The answer is that we already learned Avnoi Sakinai Masoi Shenichem Beresh Gagai V'Naflu Barach Metzuya. If you take your rock and you put it on the roof and it blows away, it blows down the Ruach Metzuya, and on the way down it's Mazik. Your Chayiv, which Mazik is it? It's Esh. If you put your possession, it has to be yours, your thing. Avnoi Sakinai Masoi, you put it on a roof. It blows down and it breaks the car windshield. So you're chayiv because of Esh. If you put your water on the roof and it blows down Barach Metzuya, same thing. You're chayiv al Esh. It's funny to call water Esh, but it's Esh. It's the mazik of Esh. If you put water in a place where the Barach Metzuya will knock it down, then that's your chayiv al Esh. That's Mumani Amazik. Which is Eish. Therefore, if it's your water, if you own the water, you're going to be chayiv even on Kayash Shem, even on Kayash Shlishi. As long as it's a Ruach Metzuya, that'll be Mazik. Now, if it's your water, we'll have to define what's your water. But let's say you have a tank of water, and you open up a hose, and it floods someone's carpeting, then you're chayiv. Which Mazik? The Mazik of Eish. Your mammon, when you open that for Ruach Metzuya, it's a motzi api nature, it's going to be mazik. And then yechayiv, that is no question. Af mamayne ha mazik. The water is yours, is yechayiv. Question now we have to go to is if the water is not yours, what's it then? So what we did so far is we took mayim, we said, listen. If you pour the water, that case, zichachayiv. We have to be talking the place we open a dam. That's the first. Then he said, even if you open a dam, if it's the first water, yizichachai, if it's other mamasik. You have to be talking, you open a dam, and it's the second water. Now we're in the third condition. If you open a dam, and it's the second water, if it's your water, yizichachai, it's a mazik of age. We're talking, we open a dam, it's the second water, and it's not your water. When you have those three conditions, you're potter. That's what comes out from the circle. The question is a good question. That's the next step of Ramash. But shot wise, any case of Mayim, somebody has a shayla, his Mayim was mazik, you have to start. Did he pour it? He's a chachayim. Is it Kayach Rishon? He's a chachayim. Is it his water? He's a chachayim. It's not all three. Ah. That's the case of this sugya, which comes out from the sugya that you're part of. So what should be the din? Let's say, it's not uncommon, somebody turns on his bathtub. He plugs up the drain, and he runs a bath. And then he forgets about it, and he goes to daven mincha and marav. And when he comes home, this happens, that the water overflows the bathtub, and downstairs the tiles were ruined, right? This is, the ceiling is ruined. This happens, it's not unusual for it to happen. What should be the din based on what we're saying? So l'chayre, the question should be, is it his water? L'chayre, the question should be, is it his water or not? No? That's really the question. Is it his water or is it not his water? So what's the answer? Is it his water or is it not his water? It's his water. He has a meter. Once water goes past the meter, it's your water. I look at the Pesach Harshim. He says, once water goes past the water meter, it's your water. It's kind of. Yeah. You need the math to want to be math to, but once it fits the water meter, they do want to be math to.
Anyway, in your bathtub,
you see whether
you left the water
on the kind. See, with which Kenyan? Kenyachatzim. So he says that once it passes the water meter, and stamdas of a person is that he's happy to be kind of the water that comes into his house, so then, if it's mazik, yachayit. That's what it says in the Pesach Chayish. So that fits with the rules the way we're learning today. I just had a shtickle ha'ara on it because is the chatzur kind of for a person shalomi daitai? Chatzur shaladam kind of like shalomi daitai. But your chatzur is kind even though you don't know about it. But only if it's good for you. Once the water overflows, it's not good for you. Till the bathtub fills up, it's good for you. Once it's full, the next water that comes in is not good for you. What are you going to do with it?
It has the meter good for you only later on.
At the moment that my bathtub is overflowing, when it passes the meter, it's not good for me. But if I'm not kainit, then I'm potter. If I'm not kainit, I have all three conditions. It's not my maisa, it's kaya shayni, and it's not my water.
Whose water is it?
The city's water.
If you don't want it, you have to stop it.
I'm not saying, of course I'm supposed to do it. The question is, I'm kainit. It's not my water. I have to be kind of it. That's fine, but I don't want to pay for the water. I just don't want to pay for the damage. What do you say that since?
Which water is the one flowing out?
Which water is the one that's flowing out?
Displaced
water. Maybe the first water is the water that's
water flowing out.
First, yeah.
There's more damage than one cup of water can do, and then you
pass
the rest of it.
Really, always want the water that's in your tub.
There's a Mishnah, Mesechtas Mikvayos, that says how to calculate. Mishnah Mikvayos has a case where you have a mikvah. My shuvim is flowing in. That's flowing out, it's overflowing. So Beis Shammai holds that that's a psul if the remaining water is mostly the new water, not the old water. And Beis Shammai has a way of calculating, which scientifically. So he's saying if it's the first water is yours, and the second one is not. Yeah, who's going to prove it? I'm not sure. Right, that he doesn't talk about the same question. He just talks about if your pipe bursts, your incoming water, the pipe bursts. So if it's your water, he says that that you're chayiv. And he says whatever's past the meter, you're chayiv. He does say that if you're aware that it's flooding, that from that moment on you certainly don't want to be kaina. And any water that comes after you're aware of it, there's no stone back to be kind of it. Oh, so now we had the other thing. He said that. Okay. There's another nekuda I mentioned at the beginning of the year, that if your pipe bursts, you're not really chayiv, because you're an oinus. Right? A moment I'm asik, an oinus is potter. And davar, Christ of Imash Nopish is around your potter. So he says that. He starts that if your pipe bursts, you're an oinus, you're potter. In case you're not an oinus, then he doesn't.
So you know
so we have to clear that makes it much more complicated. I'm not ready to get into a complicated case. This is hard enough. Alright, so this is the easy part, easier part. It's complicated, there are a lot of pieces to it, but this is Ramesh. Ramesh's Arichlus is on the following kasha, which I saw that the Chazon Ish also asks. The whole arichus of Ramesha is that it bothers him that by Eish, by the magic of Eish, by someone else's fire, if you cause someone else's fire to spread, you are chayiv. If you cause someone else's fire to spread, you're chayiv. Let's say someone has a fire and it's contained in a stone wall around it. You take away the stone wall. So Ramesha says that it's, he doesn't make a Gemara, but he says, Al Pisvar, he says, that's Yechayiv, that's Isha Mishal Chitza. You cause it to travel. When you cause fire to travel, Yechayiv. You put someone's thing in front of where the fire is traveling, you enable the fire to catch on to it. Yechayiv. So Ramesha's Arichus is bothered by this kasha. La halacha. Why? By Eish. If I give Eish a koyach ahalicha, if I give Eish the power to travel, then I'm chayiv. And by water, if I give water the power to travel, by pulling away the dam, I'm potter. Manishtana Eish from mayim. Why is it that by fire, if I pull away something that's blocking it, I give it to Kayach HaHalicha by fire, I'm chayiv. And by Mayim, if I give it a Kayach HaHalicha, then I'm potter. What's the difference? What? It's a different mindset. But we said we're going to learn Avnei Sekina Masai from Esh. We're saying now Mayim is not a different mindset, because the Maskone is not as that Mayim doesn't exist. So Mayim is just like a rock or a knife or a masa, obviously masa. So if by Eish, if I give it the power to travel, I'm chayiv, why don't I say that Mayim is the mazik of Eish, told of the mazik of Eish, and also if I give it the power to travel, even the Kadashani I should be chayiv. What's the logical difference between the two? That's what Moshe's kasha.
Eish is all the same Eish. I mean, even if it's spread, it's all one thing. It's all from the first thing. Mayim, you don't look at it that way. Mayim, look at it, let's say, the first few inches of the dam is your Mayim. The next is not yours.
Yeah, but I'm talking where the fire is not mine.
No, I understand what I'm saying, but Eish is not, it's, no matter what, it still has the same shame as that one fire. What are you not?
It's so funny, because I was thinking the reverse. I was thinking fire, when it spreads, it's new fire every time. You know, this is burning and something else is burning. Water, when it spreads, water doesn't, it's not like fire, it doesn't spread, it just travels. It's the same water. You're looking at it the other way, you're looking at it, then it's different water, it's the same way. So let's try to look at it. This is Ramesh's kasha. He's not saying a halacha based on it, he's using a kasha based on it. And that's his long arichos in the shtickel to say a pshat, which, just because of the time, I'm not going to go into Ramesh's pshat. It's a bit complicated. And I'm not even sure I understand it. But the kasha is a kasha. But that doesn't take away from what we said till now. What we said till now is this halacha of the mazik of mayim, which is this series of dinim. The Chazei Nish, in a small piece, it's in Bava Kama, what did I say, Simon Aleph, Isvav, I think. He has a different shot in the uniqueness of mayim. Ramesh is the Kayach HaHalicha of mayim. The Chazei Nish has an interesting shot, a totally different shot. He says, what's unique about mayim? He calls it Kayach HaHamasa. Power to destroy by by melting something down. What it means is this. Let's say Avnei Sakino Masai. It can be mazik two ways. It could be mazik on the way down. It could hit something. Or it could be mazik after it lands, someone trips on it. Those are the two ways. Just about everything in the world is mazik. Either with the Kayach HaHalicha, by traveling, which we call Aish, or after it lands, which we call Bar. That's true about rocks, that's true about just about everything. A car, how's a car mazik? With its force of movement, or by being somewhere someone bangs into it. Water is unique, it has a kayak, how's it mazik? So let's say somebody let the water run. The water damaged the ceiling. The ceiling got ruined, it got saturated with water. What is that? It was mazik from the Kayach HaHalicha? No. Not the force of its travel that did the hazard. It was mazik if someone tripped on it? No. Chazei Nish calls it Kayach HaMasa. The Kayach to absorb into something and melt it down and cause it to fall apart. That Kayach, he says, the Gemara is a Havamim, but that's a new mazik. There's a new mazik of the kayach of water to absorb into something and to destroy it where it's absorbed into something. What? Fire also consumes. Alright. Fire also consumes where it is. That's true. Shane, it's chewing something. So it means the tooth bangs against it and breaks it. Or the foot, the regal, bangs against it and breaks it. Here, it absorbs and it's mazik. Now, Chazei Nish doesn't say what the maskon is. He just says that's the uniqueness of Kayach HaMasa, of this mind. And unlike Ramesh, who sort of goes to the sugya in 3-4 lines, I don't believe the Chazei Nish explains what's the maskon. So that he doesn't explain. And that's why I'm somehow, I don't know, more comfortable working with Ramesh who had a Mahala. I guess he has to learn that into Taisus. I mean, it's not Rashi, not Taisus, but Nukshan Ramesh at least explained Kaya Shemi.
Maybe Rashi, maybe
Taisus,
Caleb, maybe
Taisus. Maybe it's not Rashi. Look at Moshe Chazei, it's funny, he doesn't, he just looks like a Gemara. If it's the water pressure, he would say that's Eish. If the kayach of traveling, that's mazik. Once it's there, it's mazik. That's a separate type of mazik. All right, so this is the, let's go ahead, this is chat. Take it or leave it. This is Ramesh's chat, I think, is a much more black chat. There is more about kayach of mazik of mayim in halacha, but I guess so. Now we'll leave it at that. Next week we'll start the Tanur of Aishia. I just have to tell you there are two ways of learning the next sugya. The Gemara says there are 13 mazikim, Shemichinam, Shail. One way to learn is to spend a month on Shemichinam and a month on Shail and a month on Esesachar. And I don't think that's the way Chazal wanted us to learn the Gemara. So I'm going to try to basically go through the Zaitika sugyas very quickly and try to move. One Nakuda I had mentioned to some people. Last year I learned is a neshech once a week with a chabur of guys who wanted to finish the Masechta. This year I'm willing, I know some of you are learning Perek Meruva second Seder. I just personally didn't learn Perek Meruva for many years, so I want to learn it again. If anybody wants, Once a week, we'll set up a chabura again. Once a week, lunchtime, to learn Perek Meruba, the Tanai. There are two conditions. One Tanai is it has to be, you have to chazer it in between with a chabrusa. From between week to week, you have to chazer with a chabrusa. Just to hear it once a week is not worth anything without the chazara. And the other thing is it has to be part of a plan that you have to finish the masechta, whether you actually finish or not actually finish, but you have to have some mahalach to try to finish the masechta. The reason I want you to finish the masechta is not because I want you to finish the masechta. It's because someone who has a goal to finish ends up, his asmada is different. He has a certain level of asmada as he pushes himself to finish. The person doesn't have it, doesn't have the same level of asmada. Rub is 20 blat. We'll finish 25 blat first day, I hope. That's 45 blat of the Masechta. I hope it will give everyone the ability to finish the Masechta. So whoever wants to join, you let me know over the next few days, and we'll organize the next.